Sunday, December 3rd. President had me over at midday. It was started with quite a long report and discussion on Kissinger and Vietnam. He had talked to Henry a little earlier to give him his final instructions before he left, and was still thinking about all of that. He's come up with the idea that Henry can't be the one to go to Saigon and work out the deal. So he lobbed out to Henry first the suggestion that Connally do it, which absolutely horrified Henry. Then he moved from there to suggesting the vice president, which Henry thought was a great stroke, as he naturally would, because he figures that keeps Connally out of it. President's point, though, is that because Tu doesn't trust Henry, we've got to send someone else to try to sell the deal to him, and apparently the vice president's sold enough on it, and the fact that Congress won't back any continuation of the war or any continuing support of Tu, so he's the right one to go and do that. The president also made the point that Henry can't go to Hanoi if Saigon doesn't go along with the deal. If we end up cutting a deal just with North Vietnam, that wipes out Henry's Hanoi trip, which he told Henry, much to Henry's great concern. The president continues in the thought that we're going to have to bite the bullet on Kissinger, that he can't keep him on. He got into a lot of personnel things. He wants to get the names from Bruce Hutchinson on the people that that were disloyal in the State Department. He once Moynihan locked for India, had me call him while I was there and tell him we definitely want him to take it and to work out the thing of no leaks and all that. I had talked with Rogers earlier on the whole personnel thing. He thinks we ought to send Moynihan to the UN. He's mainly offering that as a counterplay to Skelly, which he thinks is a bad idea. He had some other ideas on ambassadors and some of our other personnel things. Nothing of any major importance. President wanted Bush to work on Rogers on the Skelly deal. Raised the question of whether we'd gotten any of the names for our high-level appointments from the Ed Carter Finance Group of new people and Dave Packard's new people in Northern California. He's concerned because our people are all the dull ones, like Brenniger, with no moxie. He wants to offer AEC to Ed David, wants to be sure Rumsfeld knows there's no cabinet rank with his NATO appointment, wants to be sure Walters is tied into the Schlesinger deal and the CIA, wants to consider Sheehan for the SEC, as well as Undersecretary. Got into the ambassador thing a little, and also the need to get together with Ehrlichman and me to go over Schedule C's and assistant secretaries. Then got into the PR thing and the need to get across the Nixon the man story, that he needs somebody with him at all times who feels the color, someone who's very sensitive on that kind of thing, that we need to get the extra dimension beyond the professional president concept. He got back into the new party idea and thought we ought to pursue it, and suggested that Connally come over tomorrow if he could to discuss this. I checked with Connally later and he can't, but he'll come up on Tuesday and meet with the president in Washington. He then got into his need for some improvements at the White House, wants to have a whirlpool and a sauna and a one-lane bowling alley put in with a shower and so on in the basement so he can use it without having to go over the OB. Later he called to say that he'd been discussing this with BB and Bob Aplinoff, and they'd like to pay for it. End of December 3rd.